Carahsoft Technology announced that it has entered into a partnership with cybersecurity company Tanium to help the public sector successfully manage, secure and protect networks. The partnership will see Tanium's endpoint management and security platform being made available to the government market through a significantly expanded distribution network, Carahsoft said Wednesday. In a statement, Carahsoft said it will serve as a government distributor of Tanium's platform, offering the solution through its reseller partners, NASA Solutions for Enterprise-Wide Procurement v. Information Technology Enterprise Solutions, Software 2 Contracts, National Cooperative Purchasing Alliance and E&I Cooperative Services Contract. Craig Abod, Carahsoft's president, said Tanium's addition to his company's cybersecurity solutions portfolio allows it to offer government customers more products to provide real-time visibility, control and rapid response they need to improve their cyber hygiene and strengthen their security posture. For her part, Tedra Burgess, Tanium's senior vice president for the public sector, said the public sector is currently under pressure to enhance its endpoint management capabilities, prioritize its security posture and improve its overall cyber hygiene. She said the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency's recent directives demonstrate the growing level of concern and determination to thwart future large-scale attacks. Meanwhile, Carahsoft said that enabling security and IT teams to hastily analyze the state of their endpoints across the enterprise, retrieve data on their current and historical states, and execute changes from a centralized control plane has become even more essential in view of increasingly sophisticated cyber and ransomware threats targeting government agencies. In November 2021, CISA announced its Reducing the Significant Risk of Known Exploited Vulnerabilities Directive, establishing a CISA-managed catalog of vulnerabilities and compelling federal agencies to remediate such vulnerabilities on government information systems.